Good evening. It's 8 o'clock. The top headlines tonight. India has crossed over 3 lakh cases in the last 24 hours. That's the highest in 8 months. Also, 491 deaths in the last 24 hours. That includes a backlog from Kerala of 89 people dying. The government, however, says hospitalizations and deaths are much less in this third wave. Some good news, positivity rates are dipping in Mumbai, Kolkata and Chennai. All Maharashtra schools will now open from Monday, says the state government. Delhi is now at more than double the number of Mumbai cases. Delhi also records its highest death since June 2021. A 17-year-old boy has been abducted by China from Arunachal Pradesh, says the BJP MP from there. The kidnapping of the teen is from a site of a recent India-China clash. Is this China's Arunachal provocation again? No BJP ticket from his father's seat for Goa BJP icon Manohar Parikar's son. The BJP gives ticket to the sitting MLA and to the Parikar arch-rival Babush Monserrat. Kejriwal steps in offering the AAP ticket to Parikar's son from Panjim. But meanwhile, two husband-wife couples also get BJP seats in Goa, going against their no dynasty politics campaign. Not without my hijab, students versus a Karnataka college. Is this right to religious freedom or indiscipline? Schools cannot be dharmic institutions, says the minister. Air India resumes all flights to the USA. This as the 5G tower rollout next to US airports is delayed. A blast in the popular Anarkali market in Lahore, Pakistan. 3 people are killed in that Lahore market blast. It happened at a time when the market was extremely crowded. And getting ready for Republic Day 2022, here are the highlights from the rehearsals.